725114.
Cell phone deals and savings are here with the Winter Plus promo events going on now at Phone Cellular. The Samsung character cell phone is free. Plus, you get 6 months of free texting, and it's packed with all the necessities you want, including touchscreen and full QWERTY keyboard for easy messaging. The Alcatel has an ultra-slim design with a 4.3-inch screen. Play games, download or stream online content, run apps, social media, and surf the internet faster than ever. Terms of service apply.
For a night of family fun, games, and prizes, head to the Laker PTO Carnival, Saturday, March 2nd, 5 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. at Laker Elementary. Hope to see you there!
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and, how can we forget, high energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
How's your steering, stopping, and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Now through April 30th, get up to a $120 prepaid Visa card when you purchase select Napa shocks and struts. Special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups and transmission overhauls to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Custom is a lifestyle choice. A decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own. The things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271. Or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. Go Bearcats!
Your number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
The final score. From Sandusky, Ubley takes a 16-point victory, 45-29, over the Sandusky Redskins to conclude the regular season for both teams. I believe finished this season at 9-11 and 5-5 in league play, and Sandusky at 5-15 and 3-7 in league play. Individual scoring here, first for Sandusky Redskins. Let's go through quarter by quarter. Aubley never trailed in this game. Their largest lead was 19 at one point. Aubley led after the first quarter, 10-7 at the half, 24-17. After three quarters, 32-23. At the end, 45-29. For the Sandusky Redskins, individual scoring, Danny Hale with 2 points, Jared Wagster with 5, Dylan Coates with 1, Gage Frank with 6, and Chase Bullis with 11, and Dalton Oakey with 4 points, but a whole bunch of rebounds in there as well. 4 free throws. First half, they shot 37%, 3-for-8. Second half, 6-for-11 for 54.5. For overall, 9-for-19 for 47.3% for Sandusky. For the Ubley Bearcats, Nick Sweeney tied for the high on the night with 12 points. Jeff Wright with 3 points. Gabe Messing with 7. Tyler Brandle with 4, Brandon Sweeney with 3, a big 3 at the end there. Kurt Kabowski with 4, and Trent Morrell also a tied for the high at 12 points. First half, 33%, 2-for-6 from the free throw line. Second half, 4-for-5 for 80%. For overall, 6-for-11 for 54.5% from the free throw line. A great win for Ken Pickle and his Ubley Bearcats tonight, John.
You know, a halftime score, Ubley 24, Sandusky 17. The door was open because in the third quarter, Ubley shot 21%, 3-for-14. But here's how Sandusky answered the bell. 2-for-21, 9%. That was the game right there. If you want to go from bad to worse, Sandusky in the fourth quarter, 1-for-10, 10%. For Ubley, they took care of business, 5-for-18, 27%. The entire half for Sandusky, 3-for-31, 9%. For Ubley, 8-for-32, 25%. If you total up the entire game, Sandusky shots 10-for-60, 16%. You're not going to win games like that. Ubley took care of business, like I said, 18-for-64, 28%. Both teams wanted to go ahead and get this game, get it over with, because Monday is the new season. This 0-0, everything starts afresh.
And Ubley finishes the season winning 8 of their last 11 games, dating all the way back to January 18th when they beat Memphis. They broke a 4-game losing streak when they did so, 55-40. Tonight, though, was 45-29. Now, John, we look forward to districts. What's your thought on that?
My thoughts are, like I said, you know, it's a new season, 0-0. Everyone starts afresh. And we have Sandusky that's going to be going to the Marlette District. They're playing Monday night against Dryden at 6 o'clock for Ubley Bearcats. They are going to the USA District, and they drew the dubious honor of taking on Harbor Beach, the area's number one team. And that's going to be a 6 o'clock game, and I'll tell you what, you must just throw the records out right now when you get Ubley and Harbor Beach together, because those two teams know each other so well. I'm excited for it. That is just going to be one fantastic game, and we're going to be there.
We are going to be there the entire week long. All 5 games taking place in USA will be there to broadcast every single one of them. On Monday, coverage starting at 5:45 p.m., Ubley takes on Harbor Beach in the first game of districts at USA. Following that game also on Monday, approximately 7:30 or 15 minutes after the first game ends, Bad Axe against Cass City. Then we re-meet on Wednesday for a doubleheader as well. Lakers takes on the winner of Ubley and Harbor Beach at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. And then Wednesday at 7:30 approximately, USA takes on the winner of Bad Axe and Cass City. And then we crown the district champion on Friday at 7 p.m. in USA. Those 6 teams, Lakers, Ubley, Harbor Beach, Bad Axe, Cass City, and USA, all up for grabs. Regular season doesn't matter. Don't even look at it. It's March Madness.
Well, you have Cass City, for example. My goodness. You know, they took their side of the championship in the Greater Thumb, in the west side. You have Harbor Beach that is going for a share tonight. We haven't had a result on that one yet. I just think this is going to be a fantastic district.
It should be, and we're excited to be here. Too bad we can't come down here and watch Marlette and Sandusky as well. We can only be in semi-spots at once. In fact, I scheduled 2 meetings for tonight, and I couldn't be at either one, and I'm here. Very gladly, and indeed, this is a little better than a meeting per se.